So verse number 58, it's a very, very nice example of about this man of wisdom. Yada samharate chayam, kurmongani vasarvashah, indriyanindriyarthebhyah. Tasya prajna pratishthita. Together, yada samharate chayam, kurmongani vasarvashah, indriyanindriyarthebhyah, tasya prajna pratishthita. Tasya prajna pratishthita. So his wisdom is stable. He is established in this wisdom. Stable, steady. This person of steady wisdom is who? Yada, when samharate. Samharate means withdraws. Chayam. Chayam does not mean chai. You know, in Hindi it says, it does not mean that the wise person does not drink chai. It is cha ayam. Cha means, ayam means this, cha means and. So, and this person, yada, when samharate, withdraws, how? Kurma angani eva. Kurma is a turtle. Angani means all his limbs. Eva, just as a turtle withdraws his limbs, sarvashaha, whenever there is a danger, whenever there is a problem, anywhere a turtle withdraws his limbs. So similarly, this person withdraws what? Indriyani, indriyarthe bhyaha. Bhyaha is the fifth case. So from the artha, from the sense objects, indriyani withdraws. So this person withdraws his senses from sense objects, just as a turtle withdraws his limbs. So why is Bhagwan using the example of a turtle? If you see, a turtle has a very hard shell and nothing can break it. You know, you can hammer it, but the turtle's shell is so strong, but he has four limbs and has the head sticking out. Now suppose there is, the turtle senses danger. There is a fox or wolf or somebody who will eat him up. What the turtle does, withdraws its head and its limbs, all eight, all five into the shell. Head and four limbs, all five into the shell. And no matter how much this fox or wolf tries, they cannot get to the turtle. He's safe in his shell. So here it talks about Hakim Asit. How does this man of wisdom sit? Does he sit like Lord Shiva in meditation? Or does he sit like Bhagwan Vishnu? You know, so people always ask, or does he sit in Padmasana all the time? No, how does this person sit means how this person is established in his or her wisdom. And just as a turtle withdraws his limbs, this person withdraws his senses whenever there is any danger to this person's mind from outside. So what do we mean by danger from the outside? So Bhagwan, Swami Chinmayananda in his commentary says that the senses illumine. So as if this face has light that goes out. Even in Dakshinamurti Stotram it is said. So there are different holes. So my eyes illumine this clock or this fan. That means it's not that in science says that the fan goes in through your, you know, pupil into the retina. But Vedanta says the mind goes out through the eyes to illumine the form, the ears to illumine the color, through the nose to illumine the smell, through the tongue to illumine the taste, and through the skin to illumine the touch. So there are five holes from which all my mind leaks out. And actually, it is true. A lot of times you are looking at somebody and the person passes by, but your mind is somewhere else. And afterwards, he gets mad. You know, I passed right in front of you. I smiled at you. You didn't even acknowledge. You say, sorry, I didn't see you. What do you mean you didn't see me? I was right in front of you. Or somebody's talking. It happens a lot with spouse. And your mind is somewhere else. And she'll say, I told you so many times. You haven't heard even once. Why? Because your mind is somewhere else. So even though the sound is coming in the ears or the light is coming, but if your mind is not there, it does not register. So that's why Vedanta says that this consciousness within, through the mind, leaks out through the senses and illumines. So my eyes illumine the sight, my ears illumine the sound, smell, taste, touch, etc. And this wise person is able to withdraw. That's why in Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, there is a word called pratyahara. Those of you who have read that, pratyahara means withdraw. And dharana means firmly established. So this person is firmly established in wisdom. So he or she is able to withdraw. And objects of the world cannot. Because this person, again, is very stable in the wisdom. And what we find that the world will constantly bombard us. You know, advertising. It's constantly there everywhere. On TV, on the hoardings, as you're walking by, there is this new iPhone 10. And if you don't have it, you know, your life is useless. Now, there used to be 4G. Now, they're coming out with 5G. And, you know, new model of car. And generally, to sell, they will have a young, beautiful girl, you know. So that, you know what, and it attracts both. It attracts men and it attracts women too. Man because, I want to see. And woman because I want to look like her. And it is all fake. I was listening to this Sonam Kapoor. She had a very beautiful comment. She said, girls, don't try to look like me. Because when I get in front of the screen, in front of the camera, four people have been working on me for 3-4 hours to make me look like, you know, and she says it takes four people 4 hours each to make me look how I am, and how much plastic surgery they go through, and how much medicines for a weight loss. And she says, I have to exercise 1.5 hours in the morning, 1.5 hours at night, and there's a personal trainer, and the And she says, and so that's what happens, because when we see these people on the screen, and every girl says, you know, I want to look like her. But, you know, these professionals, how much, that's what happened to Sridevi. She had so many drugs on her system to lose weight and so many plastic surgeries. And that's what happens. We think that these actresses, but it takes a lot of effort. So advertising is the... That's how they get us, you know, that if you do this, then you will look like her or you will become like her. So the idea is that if we don't buy, they won't make. See, why do they keep making? Because we keep buying, and our whole society is built on consumption. Oh, you know, the more you buy, the more you stimulate the economy. Why do I have to do that? If my car is working fine, why do I have to change it every 3 years? If my house is adequate, why do I have clothes? My God, our closets are so stuffed with clothes. Somebody had told me one time, she said, if you have not worn a particular outfit for a year, give it away because you will never wear it. So that should be the trademark. Have I worn it in the past year? I keep it. If not, give it away. And our closets are overstuffed. How? God, and we always say, you know, one day I'm going to clean my closet. And that one day never comes. So give away things. Go when we go to India, you can take a suitcase full of old clothes, and so many people benefit. Even here we can do that, you know, people who work for us. But we are constantly buying whether we need it or not. So they say, use your discrimination and wisdom. And when a weakness comes, for a sadhaka, when there is anything that's going to weaken my resolve. It's like an alcoholic. You know, if he goes by a alcohol store or a bar, he will get tempted. So stay away from it. But a wise, that's for us beginners, but a wise person is not even affected. He says, it's there, let it be. But for us, as we are trying to mature spiritually, we have to first avoid, and then ultimately, later on, Bhagwan will say, how even the thought should not disturb you. That's why in outside every Hindu temple, there is a turtle, if you have seen. And that is symbolic, that when you go inside, withdraw your mind from everything else and your attention should only be on God. But what we do when in the temple, we are there in front of God and suddenly cell phone rings, hello, and then we talk for 10 minutes to this person and we forget why we came to the temple. And after 10-15 minutes, then maybe we have a few seconds for God. So be very careful and withdraw your mind from these senses. And somebody said that there are two things, Vishaya and Visham. Visham means poison and Vishaya means sense objects. So the difference between Visham and Vishaya, what is the difference between poison and sense objects? Poison has to go inside to damage us, right? If I drink poison. But sense objects, it don't even need to go inside. From far away we see and we get, our mind gets tempted, we run after things, and then if we don't get it, then anger, then fear, attachment, jealousy, everything happens. So that's why they say that is the difference between Vishaya and Visham. Visham needs to go in it, in me, but Vishaya, it does not even need to go from far, doesn't even have to see my mind itself. You know, I wish I had this. I don't have it, and right away our mind gets disturbed. Why? Because the neighbor has it or somebody has it. So they say Vishaya is even more poisonous than Visham. And these three verses are telling us that do not depend on objects for your happiness. They will come and go. Be established in the inner truth, the inner wisdom. And that is how to live one's life. And that is how a man of wisdom lives. Man means obviously women too. Please don't think that only men are wisdom. Actually, we have more women here. So there are more wisdom, more women who are interested in this knowledge. That's what I have found in every class. So thank you for coming. We have about 10 or 12 minutes. So any questions, comments, we have plenty of time. That's what I thought. We can finish the three verses and then we have about 12-13 minutes. So if anybody would like to add or question, yes.
I have a question. You know, you're talking about going into the temple and, you know, you're withdrawing your senses. But so many things in the temple are actually geared to attract your senses. I mean, is that for a reason to help you?
No, so we are not saying don't see objects. You don't become blind. But all of them should remind you of the Lord. See, when you see Aarti, when we see Natatra Suryo Bhati Na Chandra Tarakam, so what it means is that this light that I see is your light. Tameva Bhantam Anubhati Sarvam. That light is what I am seeing in this lamp. So it is the light of knowledge. When I smell the incense, again, it's purifying the atmosphere. When I hear the chanting, when I hear Om or whatever, that's why in the 17th chapter, Bhagavan says, Om is the, when anything, yajna, dana, tapa, kriya, when any sacrifice, when any charity, when any tapa is done, Om is used. So all of that should remind me of God. Yes. But ultimately, my attention should be on God. If you believe in the form, or in God within. But either way, the attention should, idea is it should not be on what's happening in the economy or what's happening in Dow Jones or what's happening in world. At this moment, I am with God. And so all these things are meant to remind me of the presence of God. That's the idea. And same thing in a church. You know, you light a candle or you know, you see the form of Jesus. So the idea is that to remind you of Jesus' sacrifice and how the Lord himself has appeared in the form of Jesus and all that. So the form should take you to the formless. So we should not limit that this form alone is God. Jesus represents the formless. Krishna represents the formless. Mother Saraswati represents. Mother Saraswati is everywhere, not only in the picture or in the statue. So that idea. So everything should remind me of God, and I should leave other thoughts outside. That's the idea. My other thoughts, other disturbances.
Whenever I find some disturbance at workplace, I feel like this is not the place for me. And sometimes my wife, who does not attend these classes, she has more sanity than me. Because for me, it's like, this place is not the right place. Now I should go to work somewhere else. And that kind of very much is like Arjuna's situation for me. And Arjuna at least had Krishna
for him. Well, we have Krishna too. Krishna is in this book. See, these verses are meant not for Arjuna, but they are meant for me. And we have Puja Gurudev's commentary, you know, the Bhagavad Gita that you all have. So read these particular verses again and again.
100%, I'll be deep inside, I'm totally convinced that there is no running away. Wherever I will go,
the problems will be there. Yes, problems you cannot run away from. If you leave Exxon and you go to Texaco, the same problem will be there. You go to Mobil, people will change, but the problems will remain the same. You leave the oil industry and you go to accounting or business. Everywhere the problems are there. You cannot run away. You stand and face the problems. And this idea will be repeated again and again, because Bhagavan knows that one time we don't get it. So this same idea, he will put it in the 12th chapter. He will put it in the 13th chapter. He will put it repeatedly in different parts of the Bhagavad Gita to keep reminding us that this is the idea.
Take the message and remind yourself by practice and practice. Change the wiring of your grooves in your brain.
Right. Abhyase na tu kaunteya, vairage na cha grihyate. With abhyasa and with vairage.
I have a very strong impulse.
Yes.
Same place I'm working and things I'm busy, the whole year looks fabulous to me. And suddenly I feel there's no work here. I feel like just leave it and become a school teacher or something.
No, just be a witness. See, just be a sakshi. When these thoughts arise, be a sakshi. And we'll see you next week. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you. Hari Om.